Kasari is more like the Obrafo style rap.
Is it like a, because I feel like Obrafo is a bit more laid back.
Mm-hmm. No. So the Tema people took it and made it. And really represent like people like Yapo no Sakodie.
Okay.
But Kasahari, the first person to say Kasahari was Obrafo.
All right, welcome people to another exciting episode of the people's favorite podcast. You know what it is. It's the Sincerely Accra podcast. Yes, we're back. And on this episode of Behind the Hits, we're talking to a very special icon. Yeah, I run into him actually over the weekend. You know, my friend has this new spot called Kaiba. So I went there and I saw him. You know, he's not in Accra. So this is kind of like a long time coming. I ran into him. I was like, oh my God, we have to do this thing, blah, blah, blah. And so we are here. It's like 3 or 4 days later. So it's very short notice, but we're going to kill it. So I hate saying this thing without much ado. I'm a time crowd, but with little to do. Welcome, Kojo Q.
Kasapi.
Kasapi. I hate it, but anyway, how you doing?
Bro, I'm good.
Okay.
How are you doing?
Well, I'm managing.
Managing.
Yeah, managing.
Lunch at Kaiba.
Oh, let's just move on. Let's just move on.
In the middle of the day.
Oh, God.
You know, with no...
Can you imagine? I walk right into that.
I like to manage like you.
Yeah,
the way you're managing, if I could manage like that.
Could you kids just be modest, guys? Still my name. I'm surprised today you're not in a beanie.
Yeah.
You always have your beanie.
Yeah. Since I've been back, I think that has been one of the fixtures. But like you're saying, this is not
short
planned.
Notice.
Yeah.
So if you had known, I'd be
this is not planned. I'm in Accra for extracurricular activities.
Exactly.
But we had to do this.
Oh, so, yeah, we do. Because, you know, it's important that we have this conversation. It's been a long time coming, especially after the release of your last project. But I wanted to, you know, take a little back. My earliest memory of me hearing Daddy Rumba was somewhere in Mamprobi. My mom took me to a funeral, and I remember it was a gun funeral because we're wearing red and black. So we are like these, you know how they pack the chairs after the funeral is over, and I was sitting on top of it, and guess the song that was playing?
Abewa.
No, at a funeral.
Oh, Ankwanoma.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I know that's one of your favorite songs, right?
Ankwanoma, yeah.
Yeah, and I remember.
Now, the reason I said Abewa is, you know, I don't know if they do the same at gun funerals, but in Kumasi, like when the funerals are done.
Oh, Gbonyo party.
Yeah, it's like you jam. So when you said they've packed
the chairs.
Yeah, that's why I went there.
No, it was Ankwanoma. And I remember hearing that Mirren Soana Miko. And even at, I think I was 8, I was like, wow, everybody has a time. It was very, yeah. But anyway, I just, to segue, ask you, what's your earliest memory of listening to that Lumba?
I as I sit here, it's harder to pinpoint the very first time I heard a Daddy Lumba song.
I mean, it can be the one you remember.
Yeah, but yeah, it's hard to, but like the most significant, like the one that's like stuck in my head most of the time is I was at a party. I'm sure I was like 9. Yeah. And I'm saying that because I'd heard Daddy Lumba before, I'm sure, because they played it all the time.
Yeah.
But this is stuck in my mind. I'm at a party, and it's my auntie's party. And one of my uncles is fighting with his girlfriend, and the girl like fake passes out. And
really?
Fake passes out. Yeah, because I think he wanted to break up or something. The girl fake passes out, and they are pouring water on her and begging my uncle not to whatever.
Leave her.
And as Daddy Lumba playing in the background, I forget the exact, but I think this is around the time. Okay, so I might have been 10, 11, because this is around the time, I think it was the Poison album or something.
That's my favorite Daddy Lumba album, Poison.
Yeah.
It's my favorite Lumba album.
Yeah.
From the cover.
The whole Poison album.
Yeah.
It's a party, but it's the whole album playing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's really cool. You know, it's so funny. My very first introduction to you was Lavender.
Oh.
Charlie.
Wow,
joints drop weight, bring some checks. So the vibes are chill and the drinks on deck. The tents are set. Rapping, I tell about check a crab on it. Bring yourself.
I'm not gonna lie. I don't go way back to the Shining and all of those things. I'll be very honest with you.
That was just, it's fine. Yeah. It's fine.
The new joint drop where you bring some checks. And I remember, do you know what it is? You know, in the beginning, you guys were in this warehouse, right? And you were walking towards the camera. Honestly, I'm a visual person. I enjoy a lot of visual arts and very few people sell it's to me in music videos. And I just remember how you walked up and just started. I was like, hey, who is this guy? And then like you were like English and then you go, I was like, yes, who is this? Yeah, so that's my very first introduction to you. And then of course, you know, subsequently I worked with VI and I used to hear your name all the time from Kafui, right? Oh, Kojo Q. I'm like, hey.
Why? Shout out to Kaf.
Yeah, shout out to him. But what is your fondest memory of growing up in Kumasi?
It has to be between football, just the football culture, because I was a football fan before I was a music fan, or I wanted to play football before I wanted to be a rapper. So just the football culture, like every neighbor, and I lived in different neighborhoods, but every neighborhood that you live in will have a local team, will have a park,
and you were in the team.
No, and those local teams will play. I was not old enough to be in. Those local teams would play what they call Colts football.
What?
With other neighbors. Colts.
Colts.
Colts. C-O-L-T-S. Colts.
Oh, okay. Colts.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
But in Kumasi, we'll call it Coast.
Okay.
Or Coast.
Okay.
Yeah. So, they'll play, and then when the local team will have a match and the other team will come from wherever they are coming from, the whole park will be filled, and they are taking money, but the whole park will be filled, and people will be, because their houses are just around, and people will be in their houses. They haven't paid, but they are still
watching.
And if we lose, sometimes it gets violent. I used to enjoy it as a kid, but as a grown up,
we used to have a lot of those like communal things when we're younger, right? Hey, Ghana says it will be up, so it's independent.
It's the community. That's what's gone.
I remember because even I grew up sniff flats down somewhere, and you know, we used to gather to watch TV in somebody's corridor and things like that. We don't do that anymore. So I know that you formed the collective The Q with P Wizzle, right? Who, by the way, he has this thing. I don't know if you know the Q live sessions.
You love it, huh?
I watched IEC recently on one. Oh my God. By the way, IEC, I'm looking for you. You formed that in 2011, 2012?
Somewhere around there.
You posted something on social media. I just want to read. It's like the vision. When we formed The Q, the vision was to find a way to break down the door for Kumasi so all the rest of us could walk in. Okay. I'm just because you mentioned everybody and everything. I don't know if that's necessary. But when did you get the realization that you need to like break out of the Kumasi area, whatever, you know, to be prominent stars?
So by the time I started actively doing music, I had already come to Accra a few times. I came to Accra to find a manager, and then went back to Kumasi to record. And I had also interacted with other people that were in the industry. I had met Ochame Kwame already, met Flo Kingstone already, DJ Slim. So I kind of had we had an understanding, or we were clear on the fact that a bulk of what makes things move in the music industry is in Accra.
Accra.
So you could be in Kumasi and be the biggest artist in Kumasi. But until you break down that door in Accra, it kind of doesn't translate nationally to everybody else. Yeah. Like we see it even now with when people are in the north and that, like they're superstars over there.
Yeah.
But then because they
fancy Garam is so big in the north.
You understand?
Yeah.
Because it hasn't translated to Accra. So for us, it was just how do we, cause I think we had hit our ceiling in Kumasi. Not me personally, but like some of the people that were around, like Kaboom was big. Kaboom was huge.
Kaboom.
Shout outs to Kaboom. I buy him my way, so tough. Well, my mind green, I am a rough. Hey, rough. Let's go. I buy him my way, so tough. Well, my mind green, I am a rough. Come on, like a wild. Get him. Charisha. Let's go.
the double, you know what I'm saying? Yes, yeah, the two better number three, you know what I'm saying? Wait, I get bro funny key, you know what I'm saying? That movie that I was there, America, you know what I'm saying?
Ghana, hey, Kaboom was huge. I paid to watch Kaboom perform before I even knew him.
Oh, okay.
So like that's how big he was, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he was a type of big that if it had happened in Accra, automatically he would have been national.
Yeah.
But because it happened in Kumasi, Kumasi, Sunyane, around that area, he was huge. Accra, it was crickets.
You understand?
Yeah, it was crickets. Like, so, for us, it was important that we find a way, because we knew that what we were doing was great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we knew, like, people had the talents. We knew that we were just as talented as anybody anywhere else. We just needed for the rest of the country to pay attention. And it seemed the rest of the country only pays attention when
you're in Accra. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what like sparked the whole thing.
In your interview with DJ Slim, he said Q stands for Can You Entertain?
Oh, Q actually doesn't stand for anything specifically. We chose Q because it's like next in line. And when a DJ is about to play up the next thing that has to blow, he can't cue it up. But once we chose that, and once again, it was me because I'm more of the social media guy at this time.
Facebook King Kong.
Yeah, Facebook King Kong at this time. So once we chose that, people will ask, oh, what does the Q mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of felt like the next in line thing didn't translate to them as much. So I was trying to figure out how I could make it more interesting.
Yeah.
So we just CUE, can you entertain, can you educate? Like,
oh, okay. Like,
yeah.
All right.
And then just people. Yeah. So that's why he said that, but it wasn't that we agreed that that's what it meant. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, given how, you know, marketing oriented you were, I found it very interesting that your rap name was just going to be Kojo. Before you added the Q.
I struggle with names. I don't know why.
We all do.
Yeah, I struggle with naming. I've always struggled with naming things. And just this year, I realized how I could have just called myself a name I've always had. And it's such a dope name.
What name is that?
I don't want to say it now because...
Is that your government's name?
No, my government name is Linford Kennedy Amangwa. Yes. I don't like Linford much. There's a story behind that, but cool. But the Kennedy, the Kennedy was not supposed to be Kennedy. It's Kenny. It's K-A-N-I.
Okay.
Kenny, which means like first. But.
Oh, like Kaneno.
Yeah.
Okay.
Akani.
Okay. Okay.
Akani is like but without the Akan, like Kenny.
Okay.
K-A-N-I.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know you went to GIJ.
Yeah.
What was the plan? Cause I mean, around this time, you knew you wanted to do music.
Yeah.
What was the plan for GIJ?
So I just needed to be in Accra.
You didn't care about the education?
Yeah, I just needed to be in Accra to be able to like kind of work with certain people and move a certain way. And by the time I made that decision, one of my only options was GIJ, but I chose GIJ because of Assem. Because Assem also went to GIJ.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Assem also went to GIJ. So then I was like, and that's one of my favorite rappers as well. So I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Cool. I don't really care about like the education bit, but you know, let's figure it out. And then,
do you have a song with him?
Yeah, I have. How many songs? I have one song with Assem. Yeah, okay. We did two, but the second one never. Yeah,
I have to go and find it. Then I also enjoy Assem quite a lot.
Yeah, Assem. You know? Assem was incredible.
Yo, Kojo.
Yeah, man.
And the cue me.
We came out here to party, and we don't hurt nobody. See some girls in the building. Ladies, better shake your body. Yeah, yeah, nyagro. Yeniati, na yasa pro. The team is failing the adaitra. Realest niggas, yen intro. Ja, na masala bang. Say chrome for masala bang. Crime for masala bang. Tama for crowd masala bang. Tadi, masala bang. Konongo, takwa. Christian, Axim, but your kill for rapping still.
The band to my boy got game like Sonny, so the chick, the max with a kid like Connie, I go lay your mommy. Guys like me be pimps, whenever they hear, pay my money.
Okay, so I want you to tell us how you and Lil Shaker became friends and why you consider him one of your favorite artists.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I consider him one of my favorite artists because when I came to Accra to find a manager, I didn't live in Accra, so I didn't know about Skillions, I didn't know about Jay So and all the and the Bracket first generation of Skillions and all those. I didn't know about Shika and all those people. But when I came to Accra to find a manager, I heard a song from Shika and Sarkodie, and it was because Sarkodie was on it that I checked out. They had this song called I Know the Biz. Hey, sneeze on a silly this was early Sarkodie day, so he's not big, but in Kumasi he's more popular than Shika or whatever. He had the song him, Bra Kevin, and Sarkodie, I Know the Biz. So I saw it on Reverb Nation and I liked the song. And then I saw that they were about to put a project out. He and his gang were about to put a project out. And I lived in Dansoman at the time.
Really? Where?
Yeah, Sahara.
Wow, yeah. I've lived in Dansoman my whole life.
Ah, Sahara. Alpha, you know where the alphabet is?
Yes, yes.
Dudley. I lived on
okay,
that lane.
Okay, since Augustine's Church.
Yeah, I lived on that, right behind, yeah. I lived on that lane. So I found out that it was coming out and one of the people who was selling it lived in there. Lived in Dansoman as well. Quakes. I don't know if you know Quakes.
Okay, yeah. Okay. I've heard that name.
Yeah, Quakes. So he lived in Dansoman as well. And so I hit him up that I wanted to buy. And I met him at Dansoman and about, and I bought the CD. And I went back home and I ripped it off the CD and put it on my iPod. I had this small.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. The Gen Z people don't know the struggle.
Put it on my iPod and I was totally blown away by Shika and Kevin.
Right.
Like I was totally blown away because they were doing music in a way that I wanted to do music, but I was afraid that maybe people won't connect to it because everybody else was doing Kasahari. Everybody around me was doing Kasahari or a version of it. And I grew up on Kasahari as well.
Just for the people who don't know, Kasahari is...
Check it out, y'all. Kata fedi kind, mini na munye maso, a bra for making kind. If we need you sem and conquer chisel kind, rap mwa ba kind, missit medibu kind. Ghana for winti mini new flavor abba. Be a super power and unti mami a papa. A bra for Ghana rap so for me shanty set above for be a boy, be a boy. Enter the first day me can't play. Utu me can't gonga check, nika boka, missit all your looka. And the mama ben ye gunya honey, be like a diabe bonto qua. I come here with less.
So, Kasahari is more like the Obrafo style rap.
Is it like a, because I feel like Obrafo is a bit more laid back.
No. So the Tema people took it and made it represent like people like Yapuno Sarkodie.
Okay.
But Kasahari, the first person to say Kasahari was Obrafo. So Kasahari is Obrafo style. Like in Chi Proverbs saying funny stuff, that's Kasahari.
Yeah.
For Obrafo, to him, Kasahari was just him saying hip life. But because he became so influential for a certain era of rappers, and a lot of people started kind of rapping like that, that became the sound of
a lot of people,
and then Kasahari, yeah. So, a lot more of the people that were around me were doing music like that, or a more polished version of it, right?
Okay.
But I did not, because once again, Kumasi, we don't speak Pidgin that well, so nobody's rapping in Pidgin. Nobody is doing like multiple wordplay like Lil Wayne is doing in his music, like that. But they're doing incredible music. So when I heard Kevin and Shika, they were doing that.
Yeah.
You understand? They were doing that, and they were doing it in Pidgin and Ga, and sometimes in English, and sometimes even in Chi.
Like, and also very animated, right?
Yeah. Like, oh, And they had a huge following in our class. I'm like, oh, so people actually will listen to this thing. Oh, nice, 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 nice. So when I went back to Kumasi, it changed the way I was going to approach. So if I didn't buy that New Generation mixtape, I would have made music differently.
Differently, oh, okay.
Yes. But like hearing that, oh, okay, okay, so I can do this. And then I went back. So when I went back to Kumasi, the music that I was making was different from everybody else around me.
Mm.
It was so different that Pee Wee actually introduced me to the Accra Boys. Because at that time, his studio was where all the people that came to KNUSC came to record.
Mm.
Most of the people that came from Accra, from Nigeria, that's how Mr. Easy gets in the mix, came to record. And he had a bunch of people coming from Accra who he liked. And when I started doing that, he noticed that, oh, it's similar to them. Uh-huh. So he connected me to them, Kwesi Trigger, Looney TKR, Lyrical ones.
Oh, I see. That's interesting. I mean, the hustle's always been real, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember 2012, I worked in the production department at Vasat One. So that was when I started to meet a lot of celebrities. And I also kind of, you know, because they would come to the studio and stuff. And then you realize that, okay.
It's just like me.
Just right? Regular people. Yeah. At least here in Ghana. Because yeah. I guess maybe in America, you know, they have the whole Hollywood. They come with a team.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is more now than back then. Back then, you know, people were just.
Yeah, just pull up. Yeah.
I see. Okay. So. For My Brothers, it's such a huge record. I feel like that's the first project of yours that I listened to fully. I'm not even going to lie. Pen and Paper, I had a few favorites. You know, but For My Brothers was huge. And Workaholics, Anonymous. A lot of people relate to that song, you know.
This 9-to-5, since I start them, I they feel like Bella then trap them. I swear sometimes if my boss they fool he left queer, then I won't slap them. Arriving late in the office, like I haven't been up since dawn. Yeah, me forecast what the traffic song. Still me boss, best of me con, he wants report. Write up, my mainly P, but he scrap him. Why ain't no head D, he dey mark him. But the back late and wants it back fast. If I delay, he dey worry here. If he doing body, I say, what be chef. But if my pay delay, I know they hear 10. He know they say, sorry, chef. That's in power, he dey worry, man. That's in power, he dey worry.
And just talking about the struggle, I find it very sad for me that being an adult, you have to work forever. You have to continue making money. Even when you retire, you have to find a way to, you can decide, oh, I'm going to have kids so that they'll take care of me. But that's not even a secure plan, because it's about to meet Jimmy. And I know you make your music from a lot of like experiences and stuff. Where did Workaholics Anonymous come from?
Workaholics was actually, first of all, it was Calf's story, more Calf's story than mine.
More
Calf's story than mine, because he had, around the time I wanted to write a song like that, he had like just gone through from VI to trying to get a 9-to-5. And, you know, feeling like he failed at that and failed at the 9-to-5 as well. So I was like, oh, this will make for like an interesting angle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because myself, I don't have that much experience on a 9-to-5 end.
Mm.
Yeah. I can't lie. I don't have that.
You much never experience. Really had a 9-to-5?
No. When I finished SS, I tried to work with my, every now and then, we started off as partners. And then later he said that I was just an employee. You know, like my cousin wanted me to run his photocopy business.
Oh, okay.
And then he said, oh, let's be partners. We will split. After like 3 months, the thing is moving well. And I'm the only one that works there. He has a 9-to-5 who is doing, he's working there. I'm only one working there. He comes and he's like, that brings another person to come in. I should teach this person. Also, we are moving on to, I'm a salaried worker. Then the other 3 months, he will pay me.
Wow.
So, all right, cool. It's fine.
Is this the same cousin that gave you the Paimuka record?
No.
Oh, okay.
That's a different person.
Yeah.
I work for. This person wasn't even really my cousin. It's like a family friend.
Family friend, yeah. You know Ghana for? Yeah.
So I worked for another 3 months. Still no pay for all those 6 months.
Mm.
So I quit. My mom was like, yeah, you just, I'm like, so I quit. And then the next time I will have a 9-to-5 was when I came to GIG and my manager kind of gave me an internship as a copywriter. because he had an advertising firm. But even most of that was so I could be, because he had a studio in there as well, so I could be there.
Right.
And also work on music. And then after that, right after GIJ, I got signed to BBNZ.
Mm.
And then got what do they call it? I got signed to BBNZ and then they let me do my national service at Daily Guide.
Daily Guide?
Yeah.
What were you doing at Daily Guide? Were you writing?
I wasn't doing anything. That's the thing. Because they own
Daily
Guide.
Oh, yeah, they own it. It's true. So just I wasn't doing paper, anything.
I was
right.
just, he's there. But I was at BBNZ making music. The only thing I've had close to 9 to 5 was when I was working for Pee Wee as a studio. But it didn't really feel like a 9 to 5 to me because I was just making music.
Copywriting actually does suit your skill.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've done that too before, like for like a year at an agency. And it's so interesting to find out, like, it doesn't even follow the natural rules of grammar. You just get to be very skillful. Yes. So I think that also contributes to your penmanship. Because you're very, very skillful with the words.
I guess.
Yeah.
Maybe I had the words before I went there.
I know you got the name For My Brothers from a line in Mensa's song. Can you tell that story?
So Anna, Mensa has a song, Anna.
Yeah. What for be? Uncle Sean. Call me whatever, man. Whoever said I was nothing is a big liar. His nose grows long and his pants are on fire. Succeeding across the world in everything I aspire. Forwards ever, backwards never, I never retire. These words of Kwame Nkrumah will always inspire. But sometimes I must go back to pick up what I left behind if I want to reach higher. And so I and higher. I'm back with Sankofa written on my attire. I tell you. Or maybe you can say exhausted. I'm tired of not knowing who around me can be trusted. Trying to confuse, but I know they are imposters. Saying this will take me to the Grammy. So the Oscars, I show the Oscars and the Grammys. This is for my brothers.
They say that this won't take us to the Grammys and the Oscars. But show the Oscars and the Grammys. This is for my brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm a big Mensa fan. Let me put that out there. Like, as far as his music goes, huge Mensa fan. Off of when I heard him on Reggie Rockstone's song, the album they had together. I had my Puka first, it was okay. But they have this other song on the album. Timo Chen, this is Kana Yeme, when he said it blew my mind. And then I had him with VIP on If You Don't Know, Now You Know.
Yes, that's my introduction to Mensa.
Blew my mind again. And then I've forgotten what the name of his first project was. And then after that, Number One, Mango Street and stuff. So I was a big fan. Mm-hmm. When I heard Anna and I heard that line, I felt like it described for me perfectly my reason for making art.
Because
it has never been about money, it has never been about fame. I don't even like I don't like eyes. I like to be in my corner.
Yeah.
But it was just to be able to tell my story in the hopes that it affects people like me.
Yeah.
So when he says, you know, Sean the Oscars on the Grammys, this is
for my brothers.
I felt the same way.
Because I also do feel like you don't really get a lot of, during awards or whatever, I don't see
Kojak
nominated. Yeah. And
for the 2 years that we did Pen and Paper, I guess that's the most nominated I have been.
Yeah, commercial.
That's the most commercial I've been in my life for the 2 years that we did Pen and Paper.
Yes, For My Brothers should have won awards.
The thing is, a part of it is probably me too. I don't do industry as much as I need to do. And also I think because internally I don't want it, it's not like a part of my prayer points, you understand? Cause I do believe in attracting the things that you want. And if you want it, like, you put all your energy behind it.
Mm.
So I think because I don't want it, when the universe is trying to put my blessings together, it doesn't really consider it.
I find that so interesting because, you know, in this game, especially like in this very highly marketed era, if you want to go far, you have to play the industry game, go to the parties, be seen here and do all those kind of things. I guess it comes down to what you want and you are actually influencing people. Cause I was looking at, the For My Brothers concert and the feedback, the tweets. People really, really appreciate that record.
Yeah, it was crazy. Like the energy that night, I was even doubtful that people will come like that. And then really? They come. Yeah.
Hey, why you don't know who you are?
I don't. Yeah.
He's giving African modesty.
Yes, oh, no. It's not because of that. I feel like I don't. And I feel like I prefer it this way.
Mm.
You understand? I feel like it helps me stay grounded.
Right. Which is very important.
Stay grounded, to think of myself as. So I go and buy Wachi, and you know, people you say, oh, you know, my name is Courtney. Like, oh, no, let me be in a.
No personal assistant to go and do that. Yeah.
I'm trying to be in that zone and maintain as much humanity as I can. Yeah. So maybe I don't know who I am.
Yeah. No, but music on that record is very relatable, you know.
And it's amazing that I will come into this game off of hearing an Obrafo song.
Right.
On the album that most people say is the best hip life album of all time. And then make an album that people feel that way about.
Right.
Yeah.
No, honestly, I think, adding,
mm-hmm.
it gives, I get tones of that when I listen to Workaholic Anonymous. Do you agree?
I agree. I think every song I make, apart from things like Lavender and stuff, but most of the songs I make, I think, are me just trying to remake Adam again. Yeah, like, honestly.
Yeah. Because I was actually...
Not remake the song, but the feeling.
Yes.
How it
evoke
felt
that
me,
same,
yes, mm-hmm. that same energy, yeah.
Yeah, true. Okay, so She the Song Part 2. You know, I worked with VI, so I know Adome's original She the Song, which is, things don't always have to be perfect. Yeah. Why did you decide to do... take the song and do a part two?
O si kojo we me kao na se min kwa me berry asi me ye bi bia na se mi di pa nyaka kra toka and check na e jato mu me sinka mi wu jack my breath empire my baba so mi ni me ansa e to de bia na ye me se nyankopon ni me number o kansa no we ka ma koma rough because e to de bia me cry feel the same way boss it's like an 8-way toss we know they face great odds I wonder how we still they smile whenever every day make hot.
Well, the very first day I heard the song, I told her, this is my favorite song from you, and I'm going to remake it. And then we just laughed it off. And then when we were putting the album together, of course, Kafu was here. We are looking for an ending. And I'm like, bro, I think this is it. I think this is the perfect.
Yeah.
Because it's one of those songs that when I heard it, I was like, why didn't I think of this? You know, but also, whenever I remake a song from a peer or somebody that I respect, it is my way of trying to either put it in front of new people that may not have heard it to it back then, or trying to amplify it some more, because I there are just certain songs I think more people should have heard the song.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like, it bothers me that this people is so incredible people didn't hear it.
Because I remember when I was listening to For My Brothers, and then that song started, because I wasn't even looking at the track list. I was like, oh my God, I know the song. really cool. Reynolds the Gentleman, who is, you know, the theme song for Cecilia Accra, Mama, is by Reynolds. I know he produced your concerts.
Yeah. And he played on there as well.
Mm.
So, the very first time I met Kaf. I told him that if I had met them being VI before I signed to
BBNZ,
I probably would have been a VI.
Really?
Yeah, I told him. Like,
that's wow.
Yeah, I didn't even know what was going on your end, but just sitting back and watching how things were happening, I felt like, these people get it.
I would have been your social media manager.
I felt like, these people get it. So the first time I met her, I remember I was like at VGMA's, Adoma just won the
Unsung.
And then he was passing by and he tapped me.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was like, we had spoken before because of a song I wrote with Biko, and I thought that Adoma would be perfect for it. So we gave it to Adoma.
This is Biko from Super Jazz Club.
Yeah.
Right.
So we gave it to Adoma. So we had spoken before. So I think when he saw me, he tapped me and he was like, hey, and I was like, oh, what's up? And it's like, oh, Ivan's Adoma's manager. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. the 19. I was like, I wasn't expecting you to be this young. But then again, it makes sense that you're this young.
Right.
Because of the perspective that you're bringing.
Mm-hmm.
If you're somebody that were older and in the industry already, you probably wouldn't be.
Yeah. No, it's crazy because I went to school with Adam's brother. So yeah. That's it. And I remember
Joshua.
Yeah. I remember who, by the way, I know he's on the first, for my brother, the first song I hear his vocals. Yeah. I know Joshua's vocals. We used to be in a singing group together.
So the next album, are you doing the, where should we put you?
Tell me what you want me to do. Cause I sing, people know I sing.
It's about to happen.
I just never took it seriously.
Yeah.
But I remember I went, there was a show at Trade Fair and I just saw Aduma and I walked up to, I think Joshua and I said, I want to join your team. And then they invited me and I was just blown away, you know. But anyway, segueing, you know, I've watched a lot of your interviews and you keep telling people that, oh, you know, after for my brothers, I needed to go back and experience life. That's why I went, blah, blah, blah. My theory is the record was so big. The follow up for you was giving you the Cardi B effect. It's like, this is such a big record. I don't know if I can top it. So let me just. You know, is that what's happening?
No. I have never, I don't think of music in those terms. I don't think of trying to top a thing.
The last thing that you did. No. Really?
No, I think everything is its own thing.
Mm.
You understand? And you can, if you agree that you've made something that's a classic, how do you top that?
True.
You understand? Yeah. So, and when I was making it for my brothers, nobody was there. You understand?
Right, yeah.
So it is not now that I am coming to invite all these, you have to top it. No.
Mm.
We had a plan for what we were going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And we started even once for my brothers in first quarter 2020, I was already deep into doing
the follow up.
But life happened. A lot of life happened.
Yeah.
A lot of life happened. We saw COVID. We saw a lot of life happened. And I just wasn't, music wasn't the first thing.
Wasn't a priority
during that period for me, you know.
Yeah. I think it's very hard for fans and listeners to understand because for them, your music is like what they used to cope.
Yeah.
But they forget that the same things that they go through, you're also, you know.
Oh, I did put a project out after for my brothers. I put out an EP.
What was it called?
21 Memory Lane.
Oh, yeah. I missed that.
Most people missed because it was 2021, but
wasn't
for my brothers was still like, in people's heads. So most people missed that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And also another thing that hurt it was a Boomplay exclusive for like 2 weeks. So I think,
those kind of releases always, you know,
fly under the radar sometimes. Yeah.
Mark Tunta, right?
Mm-hmm.
Uzubillahi minashaitani rajim. Come na mayo, where you na medjim. Bismillahi rahmani rahim. Wallahi sheikh bagamim.
Michael, almost 2 years ago, you left basketball. You wanted to get away from the media. They had no more challenges. Less than 2 years.
Man, I'm gonna tell you if you don't
Why
know.
Now? Why jump back into a fishbowl that's even bigger than the one you left?
Man, I'm gonna tell you if you don't know.
To say DBB birthday boy, me a gifted. Rebu fuma min che, e tode bia min tre. Killed everyone on the hit list, only one I missed this. My missus, married in real life, rap is my mistress. Boys stay in my mentions, saying I should spit it. Like I can will be the biggest, playing if you listen. Last year.
So I was trying to understand why the song was called Mark Tunta. So I know Mark Tunta. See, I go with Mark Tunta. I was reading on him. Oh, this guy fuses African sounds and Western sounds. I was like, huh, maybe that's what, cause you know, you do this English to tree thing very well. And then I listened to you on an interview say, oh, I'm just blowing my own trumpets on this song. And I was like, Mark Tunta used to blow. He played the trumpet. So that's why it's called Mark Tunta.
Oh my goodness.
Genius.
That's what it is. Yeah.
That's so wild. Yeah. Yo. No, but okay. I really like the basketball commentary that runs through it. I'm a big fan of teams. And, you've explained that, you know, MJ's coming back into the game was one of the reasons why you did that. Is MJ your favorite basketball player?
I'm from Kumasi. I'm a football person.
Oh, so you own your basketball car?
Now I watch it, but I'd never watched it from.
So you just back took then. The thing.
So it was actually Clay's idea. And I kept crying that I wish Messi had retired and come back. That would make more sense. That would have made more sense, but yeah, it kind of also fits. Ooh. Also because rap and basketball are like
right
so close. But I only recently started watching basketball because almost everybody around me was watching it. So I'll say, obviously, for a newcomer, my favorite player is like Steph, like everybody.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But for all the other people, maybe I knew Iverson because he kind of transcended the basketball a bit into my culture, which is hip hop culture.
Right.
I didn't follow it that much.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Well, that's interesting. I was going to have a whole conversation with you. Okay. So on some way.
Yet to tell me your sacrum, fika sim star. Nye me wa ene mame. Pa panso wa shimu wa ko shimsa. Ti abre wa ne tiame. 3 boys, 2 girls, 1 mat. 10 hands, 10 legs, 1 hat. Atadia air, fenu you for grab shop. Eye wo diana wan sha, obi be sha mao.
Usi na upesa ukoji sikidu, na sikidu ye koji no yinfa. Uni malambiana. We were considering, was there like a Malam? I don't think that Facebook account.
I've known Malams before, like even in SS. Because in SS, the thing wasn't even Sikedu. The thing was, there was this stupid culture in Kumasi around that time of the school going to beat up the school, this person going to beat up this person. So in SS, the thing was going to see somebody that will. When it hits you, you won't feel it.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Or someone will steal somebody's thing at the dorm and they will say that you have to go to some Malam because they suspect that it was you and you have to go and put your hand in something. And if it is you, your hand will cut and stuff like that. Yeah. But me saying that I've never actually tried to go take. Yes, you can do. Me saying that is just trying to. I'm speaking for people that may have felt like
that. Personally. Right, right.
No, yeah.
I see. If we're moving right on to free throw, right?
Free throw, backboard. Real niggas, up for. Say yo, yeah, no panador. Say yo, yeah, no panador. We're too slow, try more. Me too dope, tag off. Always up to something. Back in the trap is jumping, pack off. Mary O'Gaddy, yeah, a standard shop. Room full of niggas at the stand up. Yeah, I'm pa. A fair man fa.
You said Mary O'Gill on there. And I went back to you niggas be some way. And I was like, there was a part where you were like, you did follow your partying girl.
Yeah.
You niggas be some way.
Yeah.
But then you come to.
But I wasn't talking about my parties on there. Was I?
Okay. So like somebody that's. It's
yeah,
not
like, random person.
Ah,
yeah.
okay, he has claimed it.
But it's just also really braggadocio rap. Like,
yeah.
It's not really meant to be taken literally, like, oh, I'm following you to where your girl.
Oh,
like,
I know. You're happily married, I know.
Yeah.
Okay, on 32, which was very controversial.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you want to be a child to soon. I mean, me crochia. How did me call him Coco? Unia Jumana with your bite and ponia. I mean, Jimmy is a quirk smoker, young pine. I mean, you only knew Cynthia. Okasana Sakin, Chen, and Yatim of an acoscular, the planning your flapper. Honya, my son, Majid, them, Majinig in a mania, Catasam, Adapunia, Yank, my chinchin, says strong man. So many did walk up. Many time, bear my chili, some fine nights, never saw say. QC's were flown on where she ended up on Chicago Bunch. Yabi Nami, Yabi, Yabi.
I heard you. You said when you heard the what's Kwiku Smoke, right?
Yeah.
You sent it to Strongman and he was like, yeah, you can put it on and everything. Did you expect that after Strongman said it's cool, it can be on the record?
Mm-hmm.
Do you expect everything that happened afterwards to happen? Or you thought that like the record would come out and then they wouldn't, you know, reignite their beef?
No, I knew they'll reignite it like a few days too. Because initially the communication from Strong was that, yeah, you can put it out.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think at that time he hadn't heard it. He just played it for his manager.
Oh.
And then later he was hanging around with my cousin and his manager again. And then my cousin, he was like, oh, he wants to hear it. And then my cousin played it for him. And then he was like, he was going to let it be, but Smoke is talking about his mother and he can't let that slide.
Yeah.
So, the only way he will be okay is if I also kind of give him the beat and so he does his thing. And then initially he even wanted to be on the song.
Ah.
Yeah, be on the same song. And but I felt like that was a bit much.
Mm.
Like that will feel to smoke like I have gone behind his back to go and do. And I didn't want it to look like I was going behind anybody's back.
Yeah.
I just wanted it to be open. Like, you guys have your thing. I'm not involved in it, but this is what it is. Yeah.
Nobody knows tomorrow.
Hey, and I could go smoke a crab on Huno, Mantian Kumasu de Bedrubono. Had you insulting my parents, me blame him Kwasia Fone Wono. Sign him Bakwa McCoy and Kuranim could train you now and I diss me. This side you can play over here, hem of Rahano when you diss me. Oh, him, Brian popping your ma. Kobusa Massimisami crashing your ma. Being fat is not for everyone. Tino corner booms and passing your ma. Bemo say Bakupe, Semino, I'm now with Jimmy and Michao, where Chile, so who are trying to share. So I cross us in a board and to be where pray or free.
You know, Strongman is on the album
as well, yeah.
And I was expecting that in his verse.
I did offer him that option, but he wanted the same. Yeah, I did offer him that option that if he wants, he could change.
Yeah, and then put something in there.
And then he said no, he wants the same exact.
Yeah, because I remember when I was listening to the album and I saw the, I was like, oh, we're going to get a reply. And I had to listen to it twice. I was like, where's the reply?
Where's the reply? Yeah.
Anyway, on okay, what's a 1931? Is that alcohol?
Nobody know except for God, baby, are you fever? What we know face to the top, we relocate. And we know say, but no, I will be okay. Okay, okay.
This year the money go find me, my share me location. This year my gym will me, my send me quotation. First it pa, near regarde a contana, seeing your master son. First it cry, now my friend, one want my affair, friend, me, I'm in fact. Guess it pa, if it was a sunny pa, I check cash, you know, yeah, that's so. Jinna mo last up, laptop, yeah, boss set, you know, and I do. You bet you want here, too, I saw them breach, so. 1931, not chill, yeah, but they tell me pressure, so.
That's beer.
Which beer is that?
It's not, is it 1931 or 1932? Club beer, like the year that it was.
Oh.
Yeah.
Does everybody know it by 1931?
Like real club beer.
Drinkers.
Know it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, like, what's that?
Yeah, real club beer people know.
My favorite line from that song, Boy, you need serious. I'm actually did it. Like, where else are you getting this from? I really enjoyed that part. But can you explain what we know face to the top we relocate? I can't understand it. What we know face to the top we relocate.
What haven't we faced? Like, what challenge haven't we faced?
Okay.
And to the top we relocate is just, we are just moving from.
Oh, so it's two separate sentences.
Yeah, two separate
look
things.
At me. I was reading like English grammar.
What's he trying to say?
I was like, yeah, I'll keep listening. Okay. So on Sidi Kasa, I think you said something about your dad.
Papa was a rolling stone, had to man up, get it down the drain and provide for my mama. Forgot up again, bro. Asa Medi wanna boy a star, flow was fire, yeah. Mario on the come up. First I was too technical.
And I was listening to you on If More Let's Divide, and you were talking about how your dad always brings you clothes that he thinks that rappers should be wearing and you don't like them. But what
I do wear them like for rapper stuff.
Oh, okay. I want to know what kind of things that you bring, bomber jackets.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, if you've seen me in anything that you felt looked very rapper
is your dad.
It's probably him. Like, 80% of the time.
Wow. Yeah. I find it so interesting.
Yeah. Like,
it's a way.
Uh-huh. Like, you kind of like, someone way be no moshe session or way.
Yeah.
Oh, and okay. I think everything he gives me because, one, I realize that it's his way to bond now.
Mm-hmm.
And two, I may not wear it, but a music video or something might come up and
you're
stylist
like, okay.
Might say, oh, something.
We will be.
I have this.
Yeah. But it was also very interesting to just hear the relationship you have with your dad, mm-hmm. which now I've come to accept that a lot of Ghanaians kind of have that. You know what I mean? My dad went away to Japan for about 4 or 5 years. So I also met him like when I was a bit older. I mean, you know, but he was present.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So when I was listening to, I was like, oh, okay, you know, it's very relatable.
Yes.
So and I think that's what makes people really gravitate towards you when they feel like they share the same stories that you talk about.
Yeah. So I'm just once again
Regular person.
Yeah. I'm just talking about what people that grew up in our era was regular to them. That's
yeah,
all.
True.
You know,
true.
I'm just trying to make sense of everything that has brought me to this point.
Mm-hmm.
Because like you're saying, like you said earlier, you sometimes you wish that, you know, you didn't have to work.
Oh,
work
gosh.
As an adult. You know? But when you were younger, you wanted to.
Me, work. I never.
No, you wanted to like be old.
I guess. But
you never saw the adults going out.
Bruh, it didn't look that way.
It
looked like they had free will.
Do you think it looks like that to your younger brother?
I think that's why it looks like I'm having fun. Because my brother now, he'll be telling me things like, when are you interviewing IRS star?
Exactly.
If you interview IRS star, let me know. I'll come to say,
you understand?
That's his mind.
Yeah. To them, it looks like you're having fun.
Boy.
Yeah.
I hate it. Happy ending. You don't think there's any such thing as a happy ending?
No.
I go talk and fuck who I'm offending. Charlie, ain't no such thing as a happy ending. When you die, them go lie and say you in a better place. Several brah, them go tell you, say, pray for better days. None of ye, I go try to keep it real with you. You go feed die today when the pain is still with you. Ain't no such things as happy endings.
Really?
Because everybody dies.
Oh, and so that's not happy.
That's not.
Maybe you live like a long, fulfilled life with your partner.
That's still not a happy ending.
Like
because there are still people that are going to kind of be sad.
Mm,
there are still people that are going to be affected by your absence.
Right.
You understand? And you lived a long, fulfilled life with your partner. Unless maybe you both die at
the same together.
Time.
One will go first and one will be sad.
Yes, and the person that is going will be sad that they are leaving the other one behind. The person that is left behind is sad before they go.
And that's if the person that is going knows that they are about to go.
So sometimes.
Yeah. But you also said there's no such thing as a life better than yours. I think.
No, like, it's a J. Cole. J. Cole has a song.
Oh.
Love Yours. Where he says no such thing as a life that's better than yours. And I am kind of just looking at it from the opposite end.
Mm.
You know, so I know, so I think as a live, that's, I'm using his melody so people know I'm quoting him. And I'm just looking at it from the other POV, like, yeah, I get that sentiment, but you know, would you rather be in Gaza?
And
or
that's
be here?
Where you brought CJ Biggerman into it.
Yeah.
What did
I had to call CJ, by the way.
You called him?
Yeah, I had to call, like, I had to call him after the fact. I use CJ Biggerman because of like, Rick Ross.
Yes, I understand. Yeah, I understand.
Because of like that whole, you know.
Why did you call him after?
Because when it dropped, I realized that a certain section of the Ghanaians who don't understand rap like that were trying to interpret it as a diss.
Of course.
So I called him up and I was like, because I've known CJ too for like a long time. Yeah, I've known him for a long time when he was coming up. He used to come around PBs with his sister. And they were like really cool people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And
how did you feel about it?
So I called him up and I was like, bro, I'm seeing this on the timeline.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you do not feel that way about it. And I was like, bro, I'm a rapper, of course. I know what it's like. Don't worry, I'm a rapper.
A good sport. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I get it. So I was like, all right, cool. Yeah. So it wasn't a slight at all. And the reason I used CJ and Rick Ross was because of the line after. I wanted to talk about a person that I knew when we were in GIJ. There was this hostel that, most of my friends were staying at and we would go there after school to hang out. And sometimes on the weekend, we would throw parties and just jam. And there was this guy over there. We used to call him Biggie. That's what we all knew him by.
Yeah.
And I don't know he was not in GIJ, so I don't know where he was, but he was in the hostel.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to be so fascinated by us partying and everything. He used to always say, hey, Charlie, I'm going to school now, I'm going to TV, so I'm going to come here, I'm going to say Biggie.
Yeah.
And he died before we finished GIJ. So I used the two of them because of their weight.
Mm-hmm.
So would you rather be CJ or Rick Ross? Or homie from around the way. Remember him, Biggie. He said, shout him out when you made it to TV. Died some months later. He didn't even get to see me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That was why his name even popped in there. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That puts it all together.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I know, and that brings us to the end of the music on iMac. Yes. 7 songs, really great, powerful. Ooh, you know, a lot of people say you are like Ghana's Juku.
I do not want to be, especially considering
that he just came out and apologized.
All the things that's happened. No, but I do. I get the comparisons.
Yeah.
I get the comparisons. We are both very everyday guy. You know, we try to be very everyday, very calm, and we both kind of are building our own lane, and we are both storytellers.
But I don't think you come and apologize for a diss on a stage.
I most likely never diss, but if I put it out, I'm not apologizing for whatever happens when the diss is out.
Yeah, you handle it.
Yeah. After that, we deal with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm not apologizing for a diss and pulling it out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Unlike him, I am not very easily peer pressured.
Hey.
Yeah.
I saw an interview where you were like, maybe you're the most I don't care person.
Yeah, I really don't. Like, I really don't. And all my friends know that I really don't. You cannot bully me into
doing anything. So I know you are into music marketing now.
Yeah.
I was so geeked when I found out that you are behind Rain Labs with Benoa, Mikey Ashka, and Trebla. Yeah. These are all people I know. And you guys were behind the Blue EP, which, by the way, you know that song, "You Remind Me of a Girl I Used to Know." I feel like that song should have been the biggest song.
I feel the same way.
Because it's very Anquanuma beats coded.
I feel the same way. I feel this. I actually thought it was going to happen because around the same time, Lord Paper also had a song
like that
had the same bounce. So I really wanted it to happen, but it didn't.
Man.
I feel like it would have been a fresh sound for Ghana.
Listen, I was even telling Kitty, do a music video, wear the oversized suit from the, that song was so good.
That was fire.
Yeah, but you guys are really doing well with Rain Labs.
Yeah, thank you very much.
I know now that you're in the music marketing business, right? What would you say if you had to give like Ghanaian artists one tip? What would it be?
Just one tip.
Yeah, just one.
Charlie, you need to approach your career with the same energy and with the same professionalism that you would have approached it if you were like a doctor. That's the one thing that I'll tell. It's the same thing. Just because it's entertainment and just because it comes with fame doesn't make it any different from someone that's doing a 9-to-5 and dedicating. It still needs the same amount of hard work. It still needs the same amount of focus.
Right.
Yeah.
Same amount of showing up in your best way possible
every day
instead of entitlement. Okay, so Kujo, my last question to you would be, what do you want Ghanaians to understand about your artistry?
That's okay.
Yeah, because a lot of people are like, they ask questions about the awards, they ask questions about like, you know, it's like, you're in the game, but it's like you're not playing the game.
Yeah,
what do you want people to understand about your artistry?
I think people need to understand that it's important to me that I tell a certain story.
Mm-hmm.
It's important to me that I tell it a certain way and that story impacts whoever it will impact, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of the other things that they want from me is cool. I appreciate it, but they are not really as important to me. Out of everything that people will probably want from me, money is the one thing that I agree with. Money is the one thing that I agree with.
Siri Kasa.
Yeah. But everything else, right?
Yeah.
Like, if I could sell 1,000,000 records and nobody knows my face, I'll be so happy. I'll be so happy.
You should have started out with what did they call it? Is it Daft Punk?
I've thought about it. Like, why didn't I try that back then? Yeah, if I could do that, I'd be so happy. So I want them to understand that about me, that if you're going to do something for me, instead of maybe fighting an award show to
recognize
me, put the music that I make into somebody's hands, to try to let them see what you see in me.
Right.
That's more important to me. It's more important to me that when I do a show, people are in the front row literally crying over some of the music. People are coming up to me telling me, the song saved
right my life.
I was doing this. That is the most important thing.
Yeah.
To me, as far as art is concerned.
Yeah, because art's supposed to move you. Yeah. I just like that now you are behind the scenes with music marketing, trying to, you know, push, because I didn't even know you were behind some of these projects. And, I just want to say, keep doing what you do, because people see it and people appreciate it. You know what I mean? And, to the Ghanaians, listen, I always say this. We have the talent. We have the people. If we keep focusing on comparisons with one country or something and complaining about the things that are not there, it doesn't help anybody. Project what is there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's facts.
Project what is there. And
also, I am sad because I came here and three of the questions I was expecting, I didn't get.
What?
I didn't get a question about Miss Bell. How can I come here?
But what?
And don't ask me anything about Miss Bell.
What are you going to ask me about Miss Bell? Could you kill?
And don't ask me anything about Miss Bell.
What do you want me to ask about Miss Bell? What do you expect I'll ask about Miss Bell?
You should have asked me, why do I think Miss Bell is the greatest artist of all time? And
why? Okay, do you want to tell us?
You see, you didn't ask me, so, you know. Yeah.
Oh, but you know what? I want to give a shout out. Kuju Q's wife is the associate professor of pharmacology. I think that was February this year, right?
Yeah,
big shout out to you. Yeah, I just wanted to let people know.
Shout outs to her.
Anyway, what should people expect from you? Where can they find you? You know, final words.
Where can you find me in real life, dear? Don't come and find me. Just come to the shows. I'm on socials. Kojo _Q, the Q being CUE, Twitter, Instagram mostly. I have a Facebook, but I haven't opened Facebook in a long time. I think when I discovered Twitter, I just
gave up on it.
Yeah, I gave up on everything else. Even Instagram, I'm now trying to.
Yeah.
So you can find me in those places. You can find my music on all the streaming platforms, of course. And I have the journey that I started with, for my brothers. The plan was to do, a series of 4 albums in that universe. Mm-hmm. Not like For My Brothers, not a follow-up to For My Brothers. It's not going to be called For My Brothers again. But in that universe, and that universe being a Ghanaian kid that was raised in through the 90s. And
oh, you're playing a adult. Beyonce, a 4-act project.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. But I started before Act 1, so you people.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, I started before. And the plan for me is maybe at the end of that, take a step away from active
music
making and focus more on the music marketing end, because I feel like our space needs it.
Yeah.
So, that's about it. Just keep an ear out for me, and anything that I put out, listen to it with all the honesty that you can. Yeah.
All right. Thank you. All right, guys. That's our show. Share it. Leave a comment. Tell people about it. Just like Kojo Q says, if you enjoy it, why do you want to keep it to yourself? Let people know. Okay. Share it. Let's see a crayon far and wide. Once again, my name is Joseph NC. I want to give a quick shout out to the GCR Network. That's the Gold Coast Report. And my co-creator and producer, Mr. Kwame Asante Ofori, which I forgot to do at the beginning. Kwame, don't kill me. But, Behind the Hits with Kojo Q.
Yes.
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 All right.
Baby,
So every day we did. Eh, Kasabembo. That's what came in.
Came in.
And cut up a yenim guasye but you were amazing grace.
Amazing grace.
Nana me bright yeah brace a yan ye ya ne free free. Still we the ride on. You won't crown on my main pipe ball. Then we try break you down to take you down. So always protect your cycle. We fight, we run, so we can fight more. Reserve players, big and I ya jai ball. But I be paid it up. We be shaking up. On the day we will try ball.
But I'm an easy dark group, yeah. I do send to me, yeah. What you want?
My missus Rick Akra, ya won't kuna dear here woo me ba money no be everything but oh yeah yeah ya ketoda the common team in kasa yes be a woba reme pata reme benzi y be aname fata mele or bre con and my empata sadie nya same nasa me koda radie mau yan to me chain Winny ba way you want me to suffer you go no way to be pain Ubi de kakra jet with the for if it to make you insane. Into yeah, not go you be out. My brother wait to be gay. I said I wait to be gay.
Who the hell was that guy?
Is that guy?
What happened in so dark group? Yeah, is that guy? And the other said yeah to me, yeah.
Is that guy?
This has been a Gold Coast Report production.